And good morning to you. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host. Just for today, however, we'll talk about where Teresa is in just a little bit here. We're coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. And I am a retired horticulture agent. As Teresa likes to say, I'm a host emeritus of the Better Lawns and Gardens program. Lizzie, good morning to you.
Good morning. How about some of that rain?
Hey, we have done okay. You know, it's been a dry week. But yesterday, for instance, we had about 3/4 of an inch of rain.
Oh, wow.
Now, I understand you didn't get quite that amount.
Earlier we did. It just dumped. It was one of those dumping days.
Yeah,
so it dumped earlier in the afternoon. But yeah, that storm, the thunder, it rattled the walls and everything. And it literally skirted underneath us. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Even when I went to bed last night, there was flashes of lightning around. But we didn't get anything at that point. Now, it's spotty. That's the thing. For instance, the city of Orlando, I was surprised, they've had over 3 inches of rain.
Oh, wow.
And it came down pretty heavy the one day, and we got nothing at our house. We're in Apopka, so we're just up there a little ways. But I know it's that way throughout the state right now, and it looks like we're in the rainy season. What do you think?
I think that we're almost there. I think we're off by just a little bit, because it's not that every afternoon thunder showers guaranteed across the whole state, or at least Central Florida, but we're almost there. We can do this.
We're on the fringe, you might say.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Hey, let's talk about where Teresa is right now. Teresa's in England, and she is visiting some of the great gardens there. Really, really kind of neat. I've been there, and she's going to the Chelsea Flower Show. I was there 10 years ago for the 100th anniversary of this Chelsea Flower Show.
Wow.
Quite an event. We had a nice crowd with us, and so she has a nice crowd with her. She's not going to the flower show, I think, until the last day, which will be coming up in a few days. But it's a neat show. Here's the thing about England, if you've ever been or read about it, it's wet.
It's like Seattle.
Probably. And we were there, and it was chilly, and the ground was wet. My feet got wet, and we were walking through the flower show, which is in a big tent, I think it is, as I recall. And there's displays all outside also. Really a neat show. If you want to see delphinium and foxgloves and things that we can't grow here, the tulips and the daffodils, they were all there. And it was kind of neat. We were supposed to be there. Like Teresa, we had special passes, so we got in at a time when other people weren't there. We were supposed to be there the same day as the Queen was coming through, but we never got to see the Queen. Joni did get to sit on the John Deere tractor. John Deere had a big display there, and we talked about him and said, well, John Deere at that time was one of the sponsors or provided equipment for the program to use or something like that. So anyway, it was fun. That was a 100-year celebration. 100 years. That was 10 years ago. Teresa's there for 110.
There you go.
And then we hope they're
keeping
all
it in the family.
We hope they're all having a good time. Anyway, hey, I want to give a shout out to Tom Payne and Paul Crouch. They've been vital to the program, Better Lawns and Gardens, over the years. Tom Payne for interviews and Paul Crouch for our tours that we took for 30 years. They had recent heart surgery and are making recovery. Also, Jim Poling, station manager and more here at the station, who retired recently, undergoing some treatment. So we want to think of all those people. Joni sends her best to everyone. She's truly retired. And I'm sure she's sleeping in right now. She isn't listening.
I was really sad. I was so excited and crossed my fingers that she would be in here this morning.
Yeah, she's truly retired. Like many of us, she's having a few memory problems, but she's still into her painting and just enjoying life, which is kind of good. Now, I have a story I've got to tell. We've only got a couple of minutes here, it's kind of interesting. I want everybody to try to determine what happened. I had a row of peppers, okay? And the peppers went through the cold. And in this row of pepper, one pepper went unscathed. Wasn't any cold damage to it. Pepper right next to it died. On both sides, the pepper died. This pepper made it through the cold and since has been producing all different kind of peppers for me. The thing is waist high. And it's still, I staked it extra a couple of days ago in case the wind would blow into it. So tell me, how did that one pepper get through the cold on a bad leaf? Okay, Lizzie.
I know. I'm throwing my hand in the air. Okay. Was it because it was sheltered from the cold because of it being in the middle.
Might have.
I don't know. Might,
but there was a whole row of them. And this is the only one out of that whole row. Somehow or another, that pepper there had some extra warmth there. I don't know. But it's producing its head off. You know, at the store, the peppers are, what, 84 cents a piece or something like that?
It's outrageous.
Yeah, and cucumbers about the same. We have cucumbers coming out of our ears right now.
Oh, are you kind of rubbing that in? Because you know my cucumber fiasco that I'm having.
Both my neighbor and myself, my neighbor has a cucumber plant, and they just happened to be out of town, and the cucumbers were producing, so I harvested theirs, gave them away, and I talked to him on the phone. And I said, I'm just giving them away. What else can I do? You can only eat so many cucumbers.
So word is, don't have Tom live next to you if you have a garden, because he will come in there and he will take over.
The interesting thing is, you can put cucumbers out on the street. You can put tomatoes out there, and people will pick them up. You put cucumbers and cabbages, and they stay out there. People don't pick that many up. Yeah. So if you're interested in what I've been doing, I've been weeding, harvesting. I've been harvesting, obviously, peppers, cucumbers, onions are coming up, getting some tomatoes. My son brought me over a beautiful tomato. I mean, he doesn't even eat tomatoes, and he brought me over this beautiful tomato. So we had that last night in our salad. Corn is coming up. Broccoli just completed the harvest of that. Upcoming guest, hey, we have Jim Allison, a good gardening friend and really a great gardener coming up. He joins us from Newberry, Florida. And during the second hour, we're going to be talking about codgers. Look that up in the dictionary before I come back, okay? From the Summit Responsible Solutions, I'm Tom McCubbin. And if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Did you lose health insurance because of a life change, like having a baby, getting married or divorced, changes in employment, or turning 26? You may qualify for quality, affordable health insurance through the Federal Health Insurance Marketplace during the special enrollment period. A certified health insurance navigator can help you find the right plan for free and without obligation. Visit us at coveringflorida.org. That's coveringflorida.org. Get help today.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro's zero-turn mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide suspension that takes the ache out of acreage, massive rear-drive tires for ultimate traction, and ultra-durable Iron Forge cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro. Count on it. Visit Toro.com/zero turn to find yours.
Getting ready to go boating is just as important as the safety precautions you take while on the water. This National Safe Boating Week, make sure you have your safety equipment and know how to use it. Life jacket? Check. Whistler horn? Check. Flares? Check. Personal locator beacon? Got it. These are just a few of the items to have prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and U.S. Coast Guard. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Hey, welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. Did you look up codger? Did you figure out what it was? Yes, Lizzie and I have been talking about codger. My father used to say that gentleman down the road was an old codger. So during hour number two, we're going to talk about codger. I put myself in that class right now, so we will see. Randy, Randy Schultz is going to talk about it. He has a podcast called Camp Codger. And it's really neat and some good suggestions in there. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and I'm the former extension agent with the University of Florida and a host emeritus of this program, as Teresa likes to say. That's for sure. Let's see. If you want to give us a call, I don't mind, and I'll fit you in. But during the second half, we take a lot of calls. 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967, and text us 23680. You can do that anytime, 23680, and we'll do our best to answer your questions. How's that sound? Right now, we have a good friend of mine up on the line with us here, Jim Allison from Newberry, Florida. And Newberry, Florida is just west of Gainesville. And Jim, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, Tom. Good to hear you on the radio again.
Well, thank you. And I want to tell everybody, you and your wife, Ruth, take care of everything. You're the vegetable guy, and she's the flower lady, right?
Yeah, that's right. She grows the flowers.
You know, that's the way it was when I was a kid. This is an old farming type thing. The guys would be out in the garden with the fruits and the vegetables, and the ladies would be raising the flowers and everything. So I thought that was kind of neat that you all do that together. So
she helps me with the picking vegetables.
Yeah, and also processing them, I guess.
Right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And speaking,
that's a big part of it.
And speaking of that, I want to get in what you do with your extras. Now, you give a lot of produce away, right?
Yeah, we give it out to the senior food pantry here in Trenton, Florida. And there's also down in Bronson, if they're not open, I'll take it down there to the children's table.
Wow, that's nice of you to do that.
We've given them a lot of citrus. That's usually what I have the most of. But
yeah, well, that's
lately it's. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I said that's neat that you do that and provide those.
Yeah, I hate to see it go to waste.
You and me both. And you know, I sometimes it's hard to give stuff away. I mean, I'll put it out front. I'll give it to my neighbors. You know, the neighbors only want to see you coming around so many times with squash. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I know the feeling.
Yeah, all of a sudden you go up to the door and you push the bell and nobody's home, but all the cars are there. So I don't know.
Yeah, hey, right. That's a big hint.
Yeah.
I give a lot of it to Bob, but he grows his own too, so he don't necessarily need it.
Yeah,
so,
Bob's a neighbor and a good friend of the program also. Both Jimmy and Bob are always providing weather data and growing information for us. And so that brings us up to a subject. Has the spring growing season been a good one for you this year?
Well, yeah, it has been, but that's only because I got a sprinkler system. It's been really dry. We've had a drought around here up until about the last 2 weeks. I've gotten probably 3.5 inches in the last 2 weeks of rain.
Wow.
But before that, we went probably 5-6 weeks with just very little rain.
Yeah, we were the same way. Yeah, we're starting to get it now. It's interesting. The city of Orlando, which isn't that far from me, has almost 4 inches of rain, I think, last night I saw total.
Oh, my gosh.
At my house, we've had almost 2 or just over 2, I think. And
And that's, we haven't had any big rains like that, but I've had an inch here and an inch there lately. And this is only the last 10 days or so it's started raining.
Yeah. Do you think summer's rainy season is here?
Well, I hope so. It's the good side, there's the diseases haven't been so bad on the cucumbers and squash and stuff, so and tomatoes, but it may be. It may be starting up. It seems to be getting that way.
Yeah, it's been my best year for cucumbers. I have to tell you, I've got cucumbers coming out my ears.
Yeah, same here.
So
a lot of cucumbers.
And that's due to the dry season. I agree with you on that.
Yellow squash and zucchini, we're getting tons of that too.
I didn't plant that this go round, but I ran out of room is what happened.
That's easy to do.
Now, you're in an interesting situation, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you with us today. You're always colder than me, even colder than our listeners in Tallahassee. You're in the area, I guess we call it a microclimate. Is that right?
I think so. Years ago, when Bob was looking for land out here, and he bought a piece right across the road from me. Anyway, the county agent told him that this area around here got colder than a lot of the other areas. I don't know what the cause of it is.
Yeah.
It's not a low spot or nothing. It's just
cold.
It's part of Gilchrist County, and it bleeds over into Alachua County, western part of Alachua County.
Yeah.
We're always colder than what Gainesville says.
Yeah. I had a friend of mine lived in Apopka, one area, and he was always 5 degrees colder than me. I always told him he had 1 foot in Georgia. I think that's your case also.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, here's something
There's an area over by Palatka, too, that always reports on the weather down here that it's colder than what we are, than the rest of the area around here. It seems to be colder over there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Interesting how you have these little pockets. Yeah, how you have these pockets. Now, here's something else I find interesting. You're in an area where it can get pretty cold, but you can still grow citrus. You know, how'd your citrus crop do this year?
Pretty good. We had a lot of, like I said, I gave a lot away to the food pantry and the children's table, but plus friends. It's a great Christmas gift for friends and relatives, but we did pretty good with it. Even the limes and stuff like that came through.
But it's really neat. Here's what I think happens. I think you get a constant cool down during the fall, early winter, and that makes the trees that much hardier. They go dormant.
Kind of hardens them off. I think you're right. I was looking up my lows, and our low this year for me was 19 degrees. Wow. And that was right before Christmas. But leading up to that, like the last part of November and early December, we were in the lot of 40s, 30s, even had a couple mid-20s. And it kind of, I think it hardens off, like you said. So
yeah, you're kind of lucky, actually. That's a great area to be in where you have that type of situation. I know when the cold really starts to come, you and Ruth are out there picking the fruits like crazy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I got them on the south side of some big oak trees and stuff like that, too. And I don't know how much that helps, but it kind of blocks the north wind.
Yeah.
But, it still gets cold out there.
Now, besides citrus, what other fruits are you growing?
Fruits? I got figs, pomegranates. I got pears.
Blueberries? Yeah.
Grapes.
Okay.
Just a variety of different Japanese persimmon.
Yeah, how do they do for you?
Cherries. I even got an avocado tree out here.
Do you really?
It survived. It was only been out there a couple of years, so I kind of covered it with that real cold guy in here. But it came through real well. It's really got a lot of new growth on it.
Now, you, I think you wrote me about this one. It's supposed to be cold hardy type?
Yeah. So when I bought it, they said it'll go down to 15 degrees.
Wow. Yeah, that's way down there. Mm.
I'm going to let it get a little bit bigger before I try to not, I'm going to keep it covered in the cold temperatures.
Yeah, when they're small like that, they're much more susceptible. I know there was a variety, and maybe still be out there, called Gainesville, which is supposed to be fairly hardy.
Yeah, I've heard of that one, too. It's like a Mexican.
Yeah, most of the cold hardy ones have Mexican backgrounds in them. Now,
I can't remember the name of this one. I got it somewhere in here, but offhand, I don't remember the variety it is.
Yeah, I don't remember either. You did send it to me, the name of it. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully it'll start making some. What year? How old are they before they start making, Tom?
I don't want to have to tell you this, but 5 to 7 years.
Five. Okay, I got to keep protected for a long time then.
Well, you know, after a while, it probably doesn't pay to protect it. After it gets sizable, just let it start growing. But it gives us all something to shoot for, if you know what I mean.
At that point, I'll probably just try to protect the trunk, the first you know, 3 or 4 feet of it, and then it'll maybe grow back out if it does get real cold.
You know, I've seen people do some heroic things with avocados. I've seen them build big tents over top of them to protect. I mean, tents that were 15 feet or taller to protect their trees. But
I grew up with them in Miami, and we always had avocados, and I've always liked that and mangoes, and I wish I could grow those up here too. But
yeah, I've tried mangoes here. I had carry in a pot and froze out. Just not worth the effort. Hey, what type of soil do you have? Everybody's kind of interested. You're west of Gainesville in Newberry. What type of soil? Is it typical sands or is it otherwise?
I call it a sandy loam. It's where every time I have it tested, it comes back very high in phosphorus.
Oh, interesting.
But it's a kind of a sandy loam, a gray color. It's got clay in it. There is some clay.
Okay, that's pretty good soil.
And it is good soil. When I first bought this place, I purposely looked for some land that had good soil because I used to live in a area that was real sandy, and it's harder to grow stuff.
Yeah, well, that's kind of neat. So what do you do to prepare your soil? I know you're out there getting organic matter periodically.
Well, this past winter, I bought two round bales of spoiled hay, and I spread that over the entire garden and tilled it in and everything like that. Plus, we add compost, and last year I bought a truckload of mushroom manure, mushroom and it was hay mixed with horse manure.
Yeah, you can see the big pieces in there.
Right. So I spread that over the garden too, and we just put all our kitchen compost and stuff like that in there.
Yep. Now I know Ruth likes to grow flowers. What did she plant for spring?
She's getting a lot of zinnias right now, but she's got cleome, tithonia, glads, lantana, salvia, larkspur, snapdragon. These are more fall flowers here, but snapdragon, galia.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that. And we get the Asiatic lilies right now are just beautiful, and they're real fragrant.
Well, you're lucky to have those. You get enough cold that the bulbs will, you know, be have their dormancy broken, and so they will go ahead and flower for you well.
They've been out there for years, and they come back every year.
I know, you're lucky.
2 or 3 foot tall.
You know, Jim, I think you're living in the ideal area. I don't know. Yeah. Do you get bananas? Do you get bananas?
Yeah, I got bananas. I didn't mention that. We got bananas. I got 3 or 4 different varieties planted out here.
Do you right?
So I just planted one called Ice Cream. My son gave it to me. Ice Cream, but I've never grown that. But
it's a good one.
He seems like his.
It's a good one. Well, we got to wrap it up. But Teresa and I certainly appreciate the weather updates you and your neighbor Bob send us. And so we really appreciate you being with us today, Jim. You have a great gardening day.
Glad to do it.
Okay, take care. Have a great gardening day. We appreciate it very much. Coming up is your turn. Yes, you can give us a call here, 1-888-45-LAWNS. Text me, 23680, 23680. We'll be back from the Summit Responsible Solutions. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003.
Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us today. I'm Tom McCubbin. Teresa is on sort of a vacation, I guess you might say. She's over in England. Would you call it a vacation?
For her, this is above a vacation for her. She is just in her element.
I know. She loves it. And she has a great bunch with her. And so I'm sure they're going to have a good time. They'll see the Chelsea Flower Show. It's a historical show in England. And I was there for the 100th anniversary. She will be there for the 110th anniversary, I guess.
Wow.
But the only problem we had there, England's wet. England's wet. I've been there several times. I've been to Scotland and Ireland also. But England, when we were there, always kind of wet and cool. And at the Chelsea Flower Show, wet feet. I hate wet feet.
You're really not selling it for me, I'll be honest. Me being a Florida-grown person, you're not selling that show for me.
I know. That's okay. I saw school crossing guards yesterday. I felt sorry for them. This was when we had the downpours of rain. And they were out there with their yellow ponchos, but aww, normal pants and tennis shoes. I know they had wet feet. I mean,
you know, I would kind of like to encourage people. You know, our crossing guards are out in the heat. They're keeping the kids safe and everything. It's the end of the year. Go get them like a $10 gift card from maybe a Publix or something,
yeah,
and just hand it to them and say, thanks for what you did all year. Let's do that.
Yesterday, I think we need to give them umbrellas and goulashes or something. I mean, wet feet. I hate wet feet. I'll be honest with you. Hey, if you want to give us a call, Lizzie is ready for you. We have Bill, and we'll get to Bill in just a minute here. Lizzie, 1-888-45-LAWNS or 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us, 23680. Now, we got a few text messages, right?
That is right. Okay, we have Peterson's Nursery said, welcome back. Your friends for Peterson Nursery of Lakeland of 91 years. That's a good place. I've been there a few times back whenever I was younger. Love that place.
Allie and Karen are down there taking care of it, and they have a big rose sale every spring. I guess the roses are gone probably.
And I was trying so hard to get down there for it, and I have my list. I actually hand wrote out the names that I want and took a picture so I wouldn't lose it. Also, we have another texter that says, good to hear from you on this Better Lawns and Gardens show. Great to hear from you, Tom. So keep your texts coming.
It's nice to be back. Nice to be back. But, you know, at 5 o'clock this morning, I was thinking, well, I don't know. Do I want to do this? No, I was actually up earlier than that. I was anxious. I was ready to go. Let's go to Bill. What do you say in Georgetown? How's that sound? Do I have to click that? I don't remember.
Do you have me?
Yeah, I've got you.
Okay, well, we're good.
How you doing, Bill? Nice to hear from you. Long-time
really
listener.
Nice to talk with you, too, Tom. I miss our harassment time together. You know, it took years to break you in, but you finally learned that you could talk to me and say things maybe that you wouldn't say to other people because you knew I would take it the right way, and we kind of had a nice rapport, and I kind of miss that.
Yeah, you and Joni had a great time, too.
Yeah, how's she doing?
She's fully retired now, and she's just enjoying life, and that's for sure. Yeah,
I bet it was you said you were raring to go this morning, but I bet it was kind of a different feeling having to get up in the morning to come in, huh?
It's different, but, you know, I still do a lot of consultation work, and I have to get up early in the morning.
Oh,
but
okay.
Saturdays have been kind of different, but it was good. I was ready to go this morning.
So you're retired but not retired.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So what you
well,
got
really
for
nice
me?
To talk with you. Yeah, I got are you obtaining mushroom compost?
You know, I love mushroom compost. I love the spent mushroom soil, but my source has dried up. You got a source of it now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can't get it at the mushroom factory anymore.
No,
but
no.
I found out, I don't know how far you are away from DeLand, but Volusia Mulch and Stone carries it, and they went up $5 this past year. It was $30 a yard. It's $35 a yard now. But a yard is still quite a bit.
And yeah,
it's still worthwhile, and I know how much you used to like it, and I still use it. So, yes, I just can't grow a lot of stuff without it. I mean, it's so important for me to be able to till it into the soil.
Yeah, well, once you learn how to use something, you know, that's just the way it is.
You can't find it, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's quite often the case. Well, Bill, it's nice to hear from you. Thanks for giving us that source.
Okay, Volusia Mulch and Stone. It's just west of DeLand on State Road 44.
Okay, sounds good. Appreciate it very much. You have a great gardening day. Let's talk with Beverly. What do you say in Tallahassee? Beverly, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. Longtime listener and good friend. Yeah.
I know. Listening to you talk is like sitting on the porch in a rocking chair with a cold glass of tea just, you know.
I love that.
Yeah, well, I could think of something else cold I'd like to have in a rocking chair on that porch, but... Yeah, but it's kind of early in the morning. I'll have tea in the morning. Hey, give us the update. We've got a couple of minutes.
Okay. Well, we've had a mild winter. We've had good rain. I'm not retired. I'm just tired. And so I hadn't been able to do a whole lot of gardening, but I got the biggest Cherokee purple tomatoes you've ever seen.
Really?
And my dog sees a bunny.
Oh.
And, let me move over here. And my basil, I've done some basil from seed, my garlic, you know, just a few things.
Yeah, yeah.
So that I can kind of keep up with it. And just a long, long, drawn-out spring. We didn't really have very much cold this year. But the rain, the daily afternoon rain, is something we have regular. And the other thing I have just an abundance of this year is songbirds.
Oh, great.
They're just everywhere. I have both of my poles with purple martin houses. They're just full of birds.
Wow, you're doing well. Yeah.
Yeah, and the bluebirds are out and stuff like that. But the other thing I want to say real quick is one reason why you probably don't hear from me is I don't have any internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got to get back at it. Yeah.
Well, I tried for 2 years. I got charged for it every month for 2 years. And I finally just said, just take it off. Just disconnect it because I can't use my computer.
Yeah, yeah. So, we'll have to depend on you calling into the program. Hey, Barbara,
yeah.
We got to wrap it up, but I really appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. That's for sure. Hey, listen, I don't see the text questions over here, and the text line is 23680. I know there's a lot of people who don't feel good about calling in, but you see, we're friendly here. We haven't caused anybody any problem, so we're happy to have you call us. But and the number here for that is 1-888-45-LAWNS. Or 1-888-455-2967. But again, the text number is the easy one, 23680. So I expect a couple of questions coming in, okay? And we'll be right back. Don't worry. I'm Tom McCubbin from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. It's time to start getting your flower and vegetable gardens off to a great start with Black Cow. Prepare new plant beds with a 1.5-inch layer of Black Cow in the area and then mix it in with the soil 6 inches deep. Black Cow is organic. Pick up the bright yellow bag and get growing.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Before we left the hospital, my daughter received her newborn hearing screening. It only took a couple of minutes, and it was a painless test.
When our son was born, the doctors tested his heart and found out his blood oxygen levels were low. As a dad, nothing is more important than your child's health.
It was that initial screening that led to her early identification of hearing loss.
And as a result, we found out about our baby's rare condition, which allowed us to review treatment options quickly.
Go to FloridaNewbornScreening.com to learn more.
Mosquitoes are a nuisance. They can transmit deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Protect yourself with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Placed in ponds, bird baths, or any standing water, Summit Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife, but kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite and last for 30 days or more. Find Summit Mosquito Dunks at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Hey,
Hey, shoppers, this is your local farmer letting you know that Florida watermelon is in season and available in the produce section right now. Whoa! Hey, careful now. There's plenty of juicy watermelon and other tasty Florida-grown produce for everyone. I mean, all you have to do is ask for Fresh from Florida or look for the sunny Fresh from Florida logo while you shop. We're going to need a lot more help at checkout.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We're coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studio. Kind of nice here. I thought it was going to be cold. I brought my jacket. It's starting to chill down just a little bit right now.
Yeah, it's usually about 66 degrees in the studios because of all the equipment.
I remember. I brought my jacket. Want to thank also Quality Green Specialists, one of our sponsors. Been with us a long time with Dana Venrick. The great garden center and nursery up there. So we're happy to have them with us. If you need anything special, some of those fruit trees maybe that Jim talked about.
Yes.
I'm sure Dana will have those for you. And also Black Cow. You know, if you're going to be planting a garden, you're going to need Black Cow. So, and I often ask, what is the name of the Black Cow cow? And do you know the name of the Black Cow cow? Well, you'll have to go up online and
look it up.
Has a little tag on it. It's Darcy. And in some of their promotions, the cow will say,
yes.
I'm Darcy, the black cow.
Yep, now that you said that, she does. She does tell us her name.
Yeah. Let's get Lois up online with us here. What do you say? Lois, good morning to you.
Hi, Tom. It's so good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you, too. Let me tell everybody that you and Chuck are herb specialists. So if anybody wants to know things about herbs, you're the people to talk to. Yeah.
Well, we work at it. My herb garden is really beautiful this year, but I am so ticked off. I have squash coming along. I've sprayed it with the no-sad, the squash itself, and it has holes in it.
Okay. Now, what you have is it have spinosad in it? Spinosad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you still have the caterpillar damage in it?
I do. I've been faithful. The garden has been looking quite well, and I really was keeping it and done it. I'm watching this stupid squash, and it's got extra holes after I even sprayed it.
Extra holes? That's not fair. I would do, I would switch over to Thuricide then, which is the other.
Oh, okay.
That's the other caterpillar control. So that's a possibility.
Also, I picked all my tomatoes, Chuck wrapped them in paper. A critter has come in, and they've eaten more of my tomatoes than I have. They were beautiful.
Is that a caterpillar doing that, too? Larvae?
No, some kind of a critter that picks them, chews on them, throws them on the ground.
Yeah, that's a bird or some rodent.
No, it's bigger than a bird. You know, it's something that chews them. So we pick them off. We just wrap them, and I'm pulling my plants up. I'm really disappointed.
I've got a question for you also. I've got a person that texts me here, and they're interested in growing some herbs, and their cilantro, they said, is bolting, and they're looking for some replacements. Now, if we talk about herbs, is coriander and cilantro very similar?
Isn't coriander the seed from?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, that's the seed. That's the seed of it. But you know what? We found papalo, P-A-P-L-O. It goes all summer. It reseeds. It's a gray leaf, and it is wonderful. it just pops up, and that's what I use. All I don't even try to grow
cilantro.
I don't.
So it has the same taste and everything.
It does. It's excellent.
Okay.
And it reseeds everywhere, and it's gray, attractive, and I that's what I use. I don't bother. It's the other goes the seed too quickly.
Yeah. How do you spell it? Papalo.
A P-A-P-L-O, I think.
Okay, that's good enough. That's close enough, Pablo.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So maybe that'll help the person that sent me in this question here.
Yeah. Are you still able to be reached on your regular numbers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Still at the same place, same times, everything. We're good.
Oh, great. Great talking to you, Thomas.
Okay, try Thuricide. I hope it helps you out.
I will.
Otherwise, just enjoy the extra protein. There you go. Okay, let's go to Murray. What do you say? Murray, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am fine. Yeah. How can I help you today?
I have a desert rose. I don't know what, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got several of them.
Yeah. Right now, the leaves, it doesn't seem to be blooming as much as far as leaves and flowers. I'm wondering, could it be, I'm overwatering it, so how much watering should I be doing on those, and what kind of fertilizer can I throw on it to maybe give it a boost?
You know, they're not heavy users of fertilizer, but they like a moist soil. They're very drought tolerant, actually, but you don't want to keep them too wet, or it'll start to rot on you. And if you keep them overly wet and they don't rot, you may start to get a lot of growth, and that will keep down the flowers. Get a hold of something like Osmocote, or maybe Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed would be fine. Those are slow-release products, and you can go ahead and use those on it. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Okay, good luck to you. My desert rose got frozen out during the wintertime. It's coming back now. I lost a lot of portions of it. And I protected the son of a gun. It just got too cold for it.
It just happens sometimes.
I know. That's gardening, isn't it? Let's go to David and see how he's doing. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help?
I've been having an issue in my cucumbers where I will have a hole about the size, about a 16th of an inch hole, sometimes several holes in each cucumber.
Yeah, that's the melon worm or pickle worms doing that. Same thing that Lois had there. And so you know, what are you going to do? Now, she used the spinosad or spinosad. That comes in, I love this, Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is what it's called, and that's bone-eyed. But you can get it under Southern Ag's product line. You can get it in Fertilones also. You just have to look for spinosad or spinosad. They'll have it under Caterpillar Control. I'm surprised that's not working for her, to be honest with you. So I suggested she switch over to Thuricide. The reason I go with spinosad or spinosad is because it also controls thrips. It'll control leaf miner and things of that nature. I'd give the spinosad a try and see if it helps you out.
Okay, I also had it in one of my cantaloupes.
Yep, same thing. Same melon worm, pickle worm. They're terrible. They'll go cucumbers, cantaloupes, squash. That's what Lois had it in. Any of those things in that cucumber family, Cucurbitaceae family.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. You have a great gardening day. Let's do a couple of these text messages, see what we got here. I think we went did pretty well with the herb question down there. Let's see. And papalo. But there's lots of herbs you can still grow. I have on my list here anise, basil, chives, dill, lemon basil, oregano, rosemary, sage, sweet marjoram, mint, tarragon, and thyme. Yep.
Okay, I love this one because Teresa's talked about this in the past. The texter says, I hear that at least here in Mount Dora, we can't fertilize our lawn in the summer anymore because of the runoff into our water system. Is that so, and how will that affect our lawns?
Yeah, it's so. That's the law. That's the rule at this point in time. In fact, I have it on my list here. I've got a list that's called Other Stuff.
This is across the state of Florida, so it's not just for Mount Dora.
No, it's not necessarily across the state of Florida. It's interesting. The university put out a list of where you can't fertilize during the summertime or what the different counties have.
Okay,
good.
And
if you go down into Osceola County, Polk County, I'm not sure about Lake County either. I think they'll allow fertilizing during the summer. So you have to call your county agent at least and get that information there. But in Mount Dora, you're right. This here, once June 1st happens, you can't fertilize during the summertime. And I have it here, last call for fertilizer in lots of our listening areas, but check with your extension agent. And the thought behind this is that during the summer, the rains will carry the nutrients, nitrogen and phosphorus in particular, down into our aquatic areas. And so it's a possible problem. And you know, I was surprised. I was out looking the other day and saw a bag of fertilizer. This blew my mind. Bag of lawn fertilizer, $75 at a garden center. I mean, it was a good size bag. Maybe it would have done 10,000-15,000 square feet. I don't know.
It may have been cheaper just to go get a cow.
Yeah. Pick up cow manure patties. I used to bring them home when I was a kid. But anyway, so the caller was right. I used to stuff them in my pockets and bring them home, put them on my grandmother. It was the hardwoods.
You were the favorite of the family, weren't you?
I'd bring them home, put them on my grandmother's rose garden out there. But that's true. If you're in some areas, you can't fertilize during the summer, June the 1st, and the next time you fertilize after that is October. So most of the fertilizers also have to be 50 to 65% slow release in some of these areas. And if you're getting enough fertilizer for your lawn, you want high nitrogen, no phosphorus, and equal or half the amount of potassium and nitrogen. Now, it goes for trees, it goes for shrubs, it goes for ground covers, it goes for all those plantings. The only thing that's an exception, here's kind of interesting, if you're growing something in a container, mm-hmm. you can fertilize that during the summertime.
Oh,
and I got that from the local extension agent here, so I assume that may be true across the area. But if it's in a container or if it's your orchids hanging out there, mm-hmm. then you go out there with the liquid. You can put it out and not have any problem with it.
There you go.
Do you have anything else quick here? Just see us. Thanks for your gardening advice.
Yeah, it says, good morning, Tom. So good to hear your gardening voice. Hello to Joni.
Yeah, and they wanted something non-toxic here for the vegetables, I guess it is, and insecticidal soaps, oil sprays, the spinosad, which is another good one there. And that would be a good one for us. Anyway, coming up next hour, kind of neat. We're talk about codgers. Did you look it up? Did you take my advice and look it up there? Anyway, old codgers, and this is Camp Codger. And also I have a question about battery-packed lawn maintenance equipment. And I'll tell you a story about that coming up here. So don't go away. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Tom McCubbin. If it's Saturday, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Motorcyclists, bicyclists, pedestrians, and commercial vehicles all have the right to be on the road and travel safely. Motorists, watch out for bicyclists and pedestrians, allowing 3 feet of clearance. And be on the lookout for motorcycles. Never attempt to share a lane with one. Drive cautiously around commercial vehicles. Don't cut in front and stay out of their blind spots. When we're on the road together, safety is a shared responsibility. Let's all make it home safely. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.